Good morning, everyone. As I say hola to a guy driving a pickup truck I've never met before at 3:42 a.m. It's 3:42 a.m. July 30th. Happy birthday to me, 2018. We're going out to get some coffee. Not bright, but super early. Actually, it is bright. Look at that moon. Got about a 85-90% moon up there. Gorgeous day in South Florida. I'm in Sunrise, Florida. Happy birthday. Oh man, so much to go over. We're gonna get fun and technical today. Good day, everyone. So, got some sleep after a huge drive yesterday. You know, drove from Virginia to Florida. Pretty much straight up, just drove it. woke up at 6 in the morning, didn't make it until the next morning, basically. It's a long drive sometimes. Anyway, made it. And I have a ton of stuff to talk about. I'm happy. It's a good time. Feeling like I'm accomplishing things in life, getting not on a schedule, but just getting stuff done like that, like running around. It's fun when the world is a mountain that you're climbing and you're making it up the mountain, you know? I don't know, that whole anticipation part of building and getting somewhere, it's nice. So I turned 39 today, and I guess sometimes people use birthdays as a reflection to look back. What did I do this year? Am I happy where I am in my life? Am I thinking that when I was young, when I would be 39 years old, would I be successful? Would I have a family with all these things? You know, you want to check stuff off in a box and kind of look back at life. Sometimes birthdays, people do that. Well, you know, there's always good and bad and things that you regret and things that you're happy about and things that turned out the way you thought and things that didn't. But that's neither here nor there over in the big scheme of things. And I don't always look at birthdays like that. However, it is nice to wake up this morning and not feel impending doom of taking a, you know, an hour long commute into an office and being yelled at by a woman I don't respect. It doesn't have to be a woman. It could be a man I don't respect. It could be anyone I don't respect. Walking in somewhere and having someone else order me around all day doing something for a nameless, faceless organization that I don't respect, right? And that's not the government, by the way. I always kind of liked working for the government. I always felt like I was doing something whenever I worked for the government. For the greater scheme of things. Anyway, point is, feeling good because I'm in control of what it is I want to do and the impact I want to have in the world. That's what's important. So I was thinking about, well, with this freedom at 3 in the morning, what are you going to do, Ken? What are you going to do? You're going to wake up, you're going to go look at who's playing baseball today and try to pick winners and watch some baseball with your grandpa. And I'll walk away from cars this morning. Are you going to sit around? You can do that. You're going to be selfish and just gamble around and watch baseball games and sit with grandpa because, you know, you enjoy spending time. You like watching him bitch about how bad the Mets are playing and trading away all their players because you see him, you know, enjoying it. That's what got me into the whole baseball thing. I had some people asking me, you know, hey, do you keep numbers and stats on your profit for your history? You know, if I want to buy some of your files? And I'm like, kind of. I'm like, but I enjoy not losing money while I'm spending time with my grandpa. Because watching baseball on my own sucks. Let's face it. Sitting around and watching baseball by yourself, it just blows. I mean, you're just, unless you like the announcer, you know, and they're kind of going through, you know, some of these announcers are great. I listened to a guy who does St. Louis's games, I think. He sounded like an old drunk. He did not even care that the game was going on. He was just having his own conversation. They were talking like the governor or something. There was something, like 2.5 innings went by, I didn't even know who was scoring. Like, the guy did not, he's like, ah. So, you know, here, we're bringing in here up to watch what's going on. It sounded like he was, you know, like blood was not flowing to the cranium half the time. But he's funny, and he's been around there forever. I'll remember his name at some point. point is, I don't really enjoy watching baseball. So am I going to wake up this morning and am I going to run around getting the 7 p.m. games ready? And the answer is yes, eventually. But I'm not going to do that right now. There are other more important things to do on this 39th birthday of 2018. And so first I was like, oh God, I got like a million upkeep things to do. You know, just like it's the end of the month. I got to make sure health insurance bills paid, stuff like that, right? So I go to log in to pay my health insurance bill, which is a big bill. I was thinking about my health insurance bill, let's face it. My health insurance bill is like almost a mortgage payment. And I'm like, am I a sickly old man now? I haven't even hit 40 yet. I haven't even had to go have the colonoscopy yet. I'm sure every guy like fears that. They get sticks up. But by the way, that's ridiculous. It's another reason health insurance and health is pissing me off. I don't want to bend over for no reason if there are better ways to do it. Right, there's a ton of different things going on healthcare-wise. Why should I be paying a ridiculous arm and a leg a month just because I need an eye surgery every like 6 months? I'm like, well, maybe that is a reason. But the point is, I was thinking about paying this bill, and I go to log in, and it's 3 a.m. over a Sunday night. Yeah, maybe they're updating their system. Maybe there's a problem. But I go dig in, I go to my log, I'm like, I'll set up my payment and pay my thing today. Can't log in. Doesn't work. And I was like, man, talk about, I just wanted to check this box off and be done with it. I was like, talk about annoyance. Not only is this a huge bill that I don't like paying because I feel like I'm getting nothing out of it unless I go pretend to be sick at the doctor. And when I go to the doctor, like, for example, I had to have eye surgery done in January, and January was this weird month where I didn't have health insurance due to changing from one policy to another because of a life change in status of marriage and everything. So this weird month where I got zonked out and couldn't have insurance due to a technicality that was absolutely not my fault. And anyway, so I didn't have insurance, and I got an eye tear. And I was going to go blind in my right eye unless they did emergency laser surgery on me. And I went into the doctor and I'm like, dude, I swear I'm going to have insurance in 3 days when February starts. Can we wait to do it then so you can get paid and charge me your $3,000 for this? And he's like, nah, dude, he's like, you're going to go blind. We're just doing it right now. I was like, okay. I was like, I'll pay you. And he charged me $600 to do the whole thing, cash. And I paid it right there. And I was done, and I could walk out of there, and I could see. And I was like, this is the way health insurance should work, which is you get the work done when you need it, and you pay a reasonable price like a human being should pay for an hour of the guy's time and the machinery he has. And I thought, okay, I'd love to live life this way, but you can't really do that because if I have a heart attack or I have a brain hemorrhage, I'm going to have an $800,000 bill. I have to file for bankruptcy, and you got to have some type of insurance, yada, 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 yada. Life sucks, whatever. Okay. Annoyance. So I go and I pay this health insurance bill every month, but I hate it. Right. And I hate what the health insurance company stands for, which is trying to, for lack of a better term, Jew your fucking doctor out of money for providing you care, which is what health insurance does. And I can say that as a Jewish person. This is one thing. Like, I can go run around calling people niggers if I'm black, but I am not black, so I don't do that, even though I have a ton of black friends and they use the N-word around me all the time. I accidentally used it once and I got a weird look, and so I don't do that anymore. But I could technically because I'm not a racist. So I will use the word Jew because I was born Jewish when I'm using its derogatory term, which is in insurance, your doctor provides care and your health insurance company's like, I ain't taking your bill for that. No, sorry, I'm cutting your bill in half. I'm cutting your bill into 30% chunks and I'm only paying you $12 to run a blood test or whatever, whatever, whatever. And also, you know, continually changing the scale, doing billing code messes where they're like, they code things in different ways so that they screw you. And they look for reasons to like X things out and not pay you because that's what they do. They're line item bitches. And they do that to just profit. Their goal is profit. Health insurance and healthcare should be about outcomes. Thank you, Obama, for clarifying what this really should be about. It should be about patient outcomes and not about making money. And so health insurance companies blow ass. Sorry. All right, I'm done with my rant about that. instead of whining about it, because I hate the system, I was like, well, on my 39th birthday here, what would I do if I was the god of all business and I created the industry for this? How would it work? And the answer is, it would be called provider healthcare. And what it would be is there's two things I'm doing here. One, I'll lay out what I'm going to talk about right now and then go through it. Two things. One is, what type of health insurance company would I create and how would it work? And two, how would you keep the data secure? Because there's a real problem with this, which is, if you're going to be controlling everybody's healthcare, you are going to know, if you're an administrator of this company, you're going to know all the ailments and all the treatments that everybody's getting in digital form. How are you going to lock that down so that when you get hacked, somebody can't go and find out that, you know, Tom Cruise had an anal wart that was removed, right? I mean, that's going to be real embarrassing to him, right? He got an anal wart from being anally warted, right? No, I'm making that up, but you'll have all that information available if it's not randomized somehow. So I have an idea that I'd never thought of, not really totally thought of before, about encryption that could make encryption, if I needed to encrypt data in my company, how would I randomize it? I want to talk about that briefly if we get to it. So we are 11 minutes in. The healthcare company called Provider Healthcare that I would create. Here's what it would do. So I'd be the first member of Provider Healthcare. What Provider Healthcare does is mimic what the health insurance company is supposed to do, which is negotiate on your behalf the cost of your service for what's being done. Because here's the point of health insurance, if it works properly, which is, you go to a doctor who knows that you need care, who knows that you have an anal wart. Maybe you don't have an anal wart. Let's pick something nicer. You have, what do you have? You have something complicated. Okay, you have a blood disorder infection. How about that? I know somebody with that right now. You have a problem with a major organ. And you must get this taken care of somehow. And there are many different ways to attack this problem with this major organ. And some are organ transplant, all the way down to treating you with a protein or a concoction or a chemical or something in your blood that repairs the part of this organ that is being damaged. I don't know, pick an organ. Your liver. Liver is one that regenerates fast. So your liver's not working, right? And they want to do something, but they can't do a liver transplant. Or maybe they can. We're talking about that. You go in there. You have not insurance. You have provider healthcare insurance by Ken Braverman. One guy who's got no money. And he's insuring you. So you go in there and you need this stuff done. Now, your doctor, you could have many different possible doctors in different hospitals. And they are going to do a diagnosis and then pick a course of treatment for your liver problem. And depending on different things you want or different things that could be done or need to be done, could go a million different ways, from just taking a pill to having a liver transplant, right? Now, the problem with us, or the reason why supposedly we need insurance, is that doctor can have moral, righteous, Hippocratic oath type motivations for treating you, and he could not care about what the insurance company believes it costs, or the medical community, or the capitalism of society and money believe it costs to do this stuff. He may not care about that, or he may take that into consideration and treat you a certain way and do something that's maybe not as effective or not as easy or not as painless or not as whatever, because it's less expensive. There's all kinds of different pieces of information that go into that decision. And I guess the insurance company is supposed to be there to say, hey, this person's liver, you know, Ken Braverman's liver, whoever's got the liver problem, and my liver's okay, I think. Whoever's got the liver problem, we're only going to pay $6,000 to treat this liver thing this year, and they want to do it by pills and medication instead of a liver transplant, because a liver transplant would cost $50,000, and we don't want to pay for that. Well, what my company, Provider Healthcare, would do is run all this information through the you know, like the Watson type healthcare algorithm thing. You know, it's always Excel or something with me that I build it in, but whatever, the million types of questions that you have to go through, the if then scenarios that kick out what should be done, what options are available, how should we should attack things. Because the reason why I want to digitize it and have it go through a system is that the answers are always changing. This is going to tie into my encryption thing later, by the way. The answers are always changing. So if there's a new immunotherapy technique that is out on the market for attacking liver disorders that generates proteins that aid in the regeneration of certain types of liver to correct cirrhosis problems, then you could be a drunk for the rest of your life and your liver is always going to survive. You're going to have other health consequences you'd have to address, but your liver is going to keep regenerating because we keep feeding it what it needs to continue to differentiate and and the cells divide and do the right things that they're supposed to do in the area. You know, maybe that'll be a way of attacking the problem so that you want to be able to be responsive, that if a new treatment becomes available, your health insurance company, your provider, and how you get that care taken care of, all that stuff happens seamlessly, transitions immediately. It's just like the downloading of a new software, of a new app becomes a new treatment method, and we all live indefinitely and have robots take care of us, right? It's this pipe dream that I have about how healthcare should be. And I don't want to pay this ridiculous amount of money to a health insurance company that's not pushing futuristic type care, but just worrying about profiting for their own executives and shoehorning or, you know, putting the pressure on providers to not reimburse them in reasonable amounts so that they can't spend their time coming up with better ways of treating people. It's a sick system. I hate the system the way it is. So what else? Negotiation part. Well, what if you have no money? So say if you've got Ken's provider healthcare insurance company, right? You're a bum just like me, and you don't want to pay. So you just walk around with this card and you go in and you want to pay when you get service. That's the point, right? Well, say you need to get your liver treated and it's expensive. It's one of those where you got to go in and do tests a lot and we got to treat it. Maybe we even need to go in and do surgery and remove a mass or a cyst that's on the area so that we can sprinkle it with the cells that we need to divide properly. So we got to go in. Boom. This is a thing that when you get in the hospital and you get liver surgery, if you, without a bill, the doctor's going to whip out a bill that's going to be like $35,000, $40,000, right? Something like that. Here's where, how do we solve this problem? And I should have thought of this before I recorded the podcast because I don't have an answer off the top of my head. So let's go through it, try to figure it out. So there's a thing you can't afford. Supposedly you bought insurance and it put you into a pool of other people who also couldn't afford it. And you're the only one who got the liver disorder this month. So you're the only one who pops up with a big bill on the list. And there's enough money in the pool from everyone else's premiums to cover your huge bill. That system sucks. Because eventually everybody's liver goes and the pool dries up and it's just a Ponzi scheme of insurance and people are taking profits off the top. It's a sick system. I hate it. I don't like the way of handling that. The answer is, if you had a $40,000, the truth is your life isn't worth $40,000. No, that's not, that's just a joke. The truth is that if you make $40,000 a year, you shouldn't have to pay $40,000 a year to get your liver, whatever, done. I always thought public option is the answer. We're all insured through the government. The government covers the main thing of this, and you end up paying a copay for your surgery at the time. And there are subsidies for that copay if you're in a low-income class. So, like, everyone goes in and gets their liver done. You get a bill for $350, and you pay that bill. Or you get a bill for $700, you pay it over a year, $800, $1,000, you pay it over a year, $100 a month or something. And nobody ever gets denied service. There's not even a question about, I can't afford this. It's there are always ways to solve the problem. Now, what I just told you was, you just paid $1,000, let's say, for a liver surgery that cost you $40, that really should have been billed $40. Where the other $39 get paid? And if there's no public option, then that premium that we have to pay, it starts to become a negotiation of, is this premium reasonable? Or can you just walk around with this card and fork out what? What do you fork out to get? You fork out $500, $1,000 to get paid and serviced. You end up paying a couple thousand dollars on this original $40,000 bill. And then we have to have some other type of community pool public insurance program that promotes growth, health in our society because we care about healthcare. There's a reason why so many other nations have turned toward a system of government funded or sourced or, you know, everyone has insurance type system, because we don't want there to be a market deficiency where people aren't covered. Having a system where people don't go get treated for health ailments is terrible for everyone, not just terrible for the individual because they don't get treated, but also terrible for the society as a whole and a group in mass, because you lose things like herd immunity, where you have a highly vaccinated public, and then you have the manifestation of other types of diseases and viruses that are not eradicated by having a controlled society that's vaccinated properly. So there's a million reasons why we should be caring about the health of our citizens and making it affordable for all of us, instead of it being, there's a word I have that I can't think of right now that's perfect for this. It's not a really complicated word, but it's not an impediment, but we don't want there to be impediments for people going to get treated to be better. We want a healthier world, don't we? How awful is it that we think, you know, people are concerned, I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want to have a huge bill for something that's probably nothing. And the answer is, of course, that's ridiculous for us to feel that way, that we should not go get checked out because we worry about money. But we also shouldn't go run to the doctor for everything, because we are taking the time of a accredited human being whose time is valuable, who needs to look at other people who are actually sick. So how do we solve that problem? Ding, 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 ding. It's the 21st century America. What do we solve it with? Freaking robots. We solve it with freaking robots. We go into a doctor, whenever I go into a doctor's office and they hand me a clipboard with a pencil, I want to smack them upside the head with the clipboard. And I will tell you why. Why am I creating a bit of information that cannot be logged digitally and organized automatically? Why am I creating why am I giving you something which you are then going to have to turn and hand type into something else? So I create another way for a data entry error to happen. Why do we do this in such a dumb manner? Why don't I walk in and there's a screen right there? It takes a picture of me. It asks me my questions. It gets me all set up, checked in, and knows what the hell's going on, and even gets my freaking pulse rate when I walk in before I sit down. Why aren't we living in that world? Why hasn't everyone transitioned? The answer is because it takes a while for humans to change. We're not as smart as robots. Maybe one day we will be, but we're not there yet. And we don't have time for me to talk about encryption. I'll do that on another podcast. But I have a way to keep everyone's data random and have hackers even not know what's what. So I'll talk about that another part. The point is Ken's provider healthcare makes me want to not pay my health insurance bill, but I'm going to be responsible because I have a child now. I need to be responsible. And I will pay my bill when I'm able to log in later today. I will pay my bill and I'll find a better way with healthcare, because this is America. And if we're going to make America great again, goddammit, then we are going to do things that are awesome that nobody else has done. And instead of like having countries like China and stuff take the lead on this, how about we wake up and say, America's number one, baby. And happy birthday to us. Ken Berman's out.